Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is another Daily Dose of Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. So I hope everyone's doing well, and, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time. It feels good to be back in my practice and you know, dealing with my patients and helping them to feel better. And it is always so nice that when I help people and when I work with my patients and other people, the people who I counsel, there's always that feeling that I get, and they thank me a lot, and I'm so appreciative of that. And in some ways I feel like I should be thanking them, because the feeling of acceptance and love and just, you know, that I'm okay, that I'm a good person, that I'm helpful in the world, they give me that just exponentially. And I feel very blessed, because I know that there's a lot of us who don't get that automatically, or when we do get it, it comes at a price. So I wanted to talk about that day, about that today, the price of acceptance. And it is really important to consider that, you know, feeling that you're not accepted, feeling that you're not good enough, is something that is very much a part of the empathic paradigm, especially because as children, we were told that we were, you know, just too dramatic or too sensitive or, you know, just too much. And, you know, I have a dear, dear friend who I was speaking to, and she mentioned that, how she used to be referred to as too much. And the thing is, as we've talked about before, empathic children don't understand why they feel all of what they feel, and it's overwhelming, and we can't put it into words that somebody who's not experiencing that can understand. So yes, it can send us off the deep end sometimes, and we can be overwhelmed. And sometimes the response is just to stop being that way. And sometimes we can't feel accepted for who we are and what we are. So in order to be accepted, we have to become what everybody else is comfortable with. And that can be so hard, because when that's ingrained as a child, when we're adults, that becomes the pattern, that we always feel that we're not good enough on our own, and that we need to conform. We need to fit in the box, you know, the little box of, you know, what is acceptable and the acceptable amount of emotion to show. And when you're still working on managing your empathy, yes, some days can be really hard when there's a lot going on, when there's a lot coming in. So it can be that thing of, oh, well, there they go. They're being like that again. And even if they don't say it, we can feel it. We can sense their impatience. We can sense their judgment. And when someone is judging an empath, that makes two people judging them, because suddenly the empath begins to judge themselves. They judge themselves as not worthy unless they meet the criteria, unless they become what it is that someone else wants us to be. And that's one of the biggest challenges for an empath, is to be able to be who you are and to feel okay being who you are, even if other people around you don't understand you, even if other people around you are in judgment and are not treating you kindly, unless you act better. You know, we get accused of acting out. And it's our nature to resonate. And as people work on it more and more, about being able to bring that into their control, into their, you know, their ability to go, okay, I, you know, this is kind of an overwhelming situation, so I'm going to dial my receptiveness down. I will resonate, I will choose to resonate less or even not at all. And I will still be true to myself, because we can dial back our empathy. It doesn't make us less ourselves. And we still need to be able to appreciate that sometimes it's going to get away from us. Sometimes the circumstances are just going to overwhelm us. And in those cases, it's all right to be able to just kind of let that energy out and to have that be held in a safe space. And that is so important. You know, if you're empathic or you're dealing with empaths, yeah, you know, for those of us who, you know, have loved ones and friends who may not understand what we're going through, and they can understand that it is something that's a part of us and be able to be supportive. Because when you can feel supported when you're your most vulnerable, that's balance, that's safety. That allows us not to, you know, go over that edge. Is that when we're not feeling our best, when we're not feeling our most in control, and somebody around us says, you know what, it's okay, it's all right, let's breathe together, let's, you know, let's sit, you know, let's just back off, you know, let's give you some space, and, you know, what do you need, you know, let's do some of the things that you need in order to, you know, be able to de-escalate this. Because it is about, when we reach a point, we need to de-escalate. And to bring it down to a point where it's like, if we're at level 10 anxiety or anger or frustration or whatever those feelings that are coming in, whatever energies are coming in that are triggering us to respond, you know, really from a fight or flight position, to have somebody who can recognize that and make it okay, not judge it, but to be able to say, okay, you know, let's let you get a break. Let's take a break. And just kind of to be very kind. And often that kindness, because what happens is that empathic child in us that always heard that we were, you know, that only if we were being good and not being weird or dramatic or whatever, that was the only time we were okay. That was the only time we were acceptable. So if we can be able to comfort, and people who are, you know, sensitive enough to go, okay, this is not the adult who's responding, it is the child, it is that empathic child who still doesn't feel comfortable with their empathy, and to go, okay, I know you're feeling a lot right now, and I know it, you know, it really seems like it's very overwhelming to you, would kind of a break, and, you know, maybe we go outside and take a couple of breaths, you know, what is it that you could use right now that you think would help you to kind of de-escalate? And it may be just getting them a glass of water. Maybe they're having a blood sugar drop, and, you know, they could use a little bite to eat, and, you know, and it's okay to ask, you know, have you eaten today? You know, is there something, you know, maybe getting a little bit of something in your system, would that help? So being able to identify when somebody who's empathic is kind of feeling overwhelmed and their empathy is overwhelming them, there are great ways to be able to help them to kind of get back into their space and not feel bad about it. And if you're empathic and you have these experiences, it is really good to be able to explain that to people, that, you know what, I am very, very much in tune to the emotions and the feelings and the energies that are around me, and sometimes it gets overwhelming. Here are the things that will help me to be able to kind of bring it down and to sort of, you know, get my feet back on the ground and for me to, you know, start feeling like my old self. So a little bit of compassion, a little bit of understanding, and a little bit of space are amazing at being able to help someone to find themselves again. Because, you know, when the emotions and when the energies get overwhelming, empaths kind of lose a part of themselves. And in order to find that part, you know, it's not, will you be normal? Or, you know, just stop it, or cheer up, or, you know, be grateful, or any of those other things that get thrown at us. Because the thing is, even if the words aren't a problem, the energy behind it is. And, you know, if somebody is coming at an empath who is already, you know, kind of escalated, already in distress, already in anxiety, and just think they can bully or push them into not feeling that way, okay, that doesn't work. Being able to reach a point of understanding, to give them a quiet spot to, you know, kind of take a breath and to be able to get themselves, you know, back into a place where they feel more balanced. So if you're empathic, please find some people who you can explain this to. And if there are people who you interact with a lot, it's okay. We don't have to hide that we're empaths. We really don't. You can explain that your sensitivity to the emotions and the energies of others are more than average. And that, you know, it's like you may have noticed that if things get overwhelming, you know, I have a very hard time, you know, kind of finding my balance point and finding, you know, I tend to, you know, really get agitated. And here are the ways that can help me to, you know, be able to find myself again and to be able to just kind of bring it down. So, you know, by letting people around you know what it is you need, what will help you. And for you, that could be totally unique. I mean, maybe, you know, if somebody brings you a nice cool glass of water and you sip it slowly, or maybe it's that you need to go outside and breathe air. Maybe you need to, you know, eat something that would be grounding for you. Maybe there's a particular sound, or maybe just someone holding your hand, or, you know, whatever it is. Figure out what it is that helps you to step back, that creates your eye of the storm. And this is about that, finding that space where all the crazy and everything is, you know, like at least at arm's length, and it's out, but it's not at you. So as long as you can create a little space where you can take a breath, okay, all right, you know, and then you can bring the calm and bring yourself back into a good space. So, yes, a lot of us may have grown up with there being a price for acceptance, but you don't have to pay that anymore. You're grown and you are amazing and you are gifted. Empathy is a gift, and you deserve to be accepted for exactly who you are and loved for exactly what you are, which is a divine being having a human experience. So, thank you for joining me. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please reach out to me. You can leave them in the comments section. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, you can leave comments for me there. And if you are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, please consider going over to the link that's in the description that will take you to the YouTube page. And if you like this video or any of the other videos, please press like. And if you think that the stuff that we talk about is kind of cool, please consider subscribing. That would really help me out and help out the page. If you need to reach me about a particular question that you would like me to address or ask me, you can reach me through my Facebook group, Medicine Walk with Dr. Eileen. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and you can send me a message on the email address that is in the description. So again, thank you for joining me. And as always, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you, and see you next time. Bye.